So we are going to do a little sidebar here for this episode of the Next Level Contractor Podcast. We're going to call the sidebar Pure Practical. So we're actually going to be walking you through as if you're about to write a blog post and the things that I would focus on. We write so many blogs at Hook Agency that I believe if you followed this exactly, you could get amazing results. The first thing I want to start with is, how long should a blog post be for SEO in 2020? You don't just want to write blog posts without having a target and without having a really clear strategy, because they take a lot of time, right? So how long should this be? It should be as long as you can make it and make it comprehensive. My number for 2020 is 2,450 words, if you're going to go for the absolute ideal. And that's just based on pure data. The average length for the number one result in Google is 2,450 words. That's a lot longer than a lot of people are blogging, and it is a lot of content. But that's why it ranks highly, because Google can see what it's about and it's very comprehensive. Now, when I pulled people, and I just did this, I pulled people and they were saying that their ideal for their website was 200 to 700 words. The important point is that you can make posts feel less long, but still give Google the length that it loves by putting bullet points, bigger paragraphs, and adding big scannable headlines in the post. So you can make it really easy to consume, and that's what people like, right? Images towards the top, bullet points towards the top, big headlines that make it easy to scan. Then it doesn't feel like 2,450 words to people watching or people reading it. So we're going to go pure practical real quick. Five things more important than blog length for 2020. Four things that really affect those top 10 results in Google. The number one thing is the amount of links pointing to you. So it's massive to get links back to your site. Number two, keywords in subheadings matter a lot for ranking. So know that, and don't get distracted by people that say that keywords don't matter or you need to stop keyword stuffing or things like that. These people's business relies on telling you how to do things, not real results. We get a lot of real results for our clients. I mean, we have 4,000 page views a day for ourselves, and our clients get 84% traffic year over year. So I can say these things confidently, even if some so-called experts contradict that. Number three, you need to have a keyword in place. That's what you need. You need to say, you know, people might say just blog about what you care about, but I'm sorry, if you're a small business owner, if you're marketing for a small business, it's a waste of your time, and that's sad. You can't just blog about what you care about. You have to figure out what people are searching. The fourth thing that matters more than length is you have to hook them at the beginning of the post. Time on site is a huge metric for Google. Dwell time is another way of saying the amount of time that somebody stays in your blog post. And a bounce is when somebody leaves your page quickly. So you need to hook people to stay on the page longer. You need to hook them right away. And then lastly, like I said, human beings do like shorter posts. They say that, but Google's algorithm serves up long posts more often. So how do you balance that? You have to have bullet points at the beginning. You have to have images, catch their attention, say something provocative, ask an interesting question, those types of things. So once you know, how do you get that keyword target? You can use a tool like Ahrefs, AHREFS.com, or SEMrush, SEMrush.com, or even the free tool, Google's Keyword Planner. And then make sure that the title of the post has that in it towards the beginning and match the intent of that keyword. So once you have a keyword topic, make sure everything really matches what people are really trying to find when they search that. That's an important point. Like I said, use an image towards the top of the post. Use bigger text maybe at the beginning of posts. You can do that with CSS styles. Ask your programmer or Google it. You can essentially select the first paragraph of a post and make it larger with CSS, which is a programming language. If you're not familiar with that, yes, work with somebody else or you know, learn to code. Okay, so number four, allude to the value early. Like I said, incite mystery, use bullet points, bold a sentence. These are important things that I don't mind reiterating. Use subheadings often, sometimes with the keyword. Boil down the main points into headlines for scannability. Number six, display expertise, actual statistics from respected third parties. So link to respected sites and link internally. Name your images well, so you can actually use the keywords in the image title. So for instance, marketing-metrics-dashboard-example, or for if you're a construction company, you'd be like remodel Saint-Paul- you know, renovation. You can use your keyword in the actual title of the image and then write the alt text. Alt text is for screen readers, so you might want it to match up with the actual content of the image pretty closely. But if appropriate, you can also use keywords and it does help you rank. I've found that to be one of the easiest ways to get images to rank. Support your key points with data, visual examples. You know, I know there's really no perfect ideal length, but comprehensive beats shallow. And use your keyword and related topics throughout and in the last paragraph. And then use a short link. So if you're posting this on WordPress or what have you, like for instance, /2020-trends would be better than, you know, 2020-remodeling-trends-4-cute-kitchens or whatever. You know what I mean? So you don't want these to be super long when it's the actual URL of the page. So you can actually make those shorter in most website backend systems. You know, I really believe that blogging is powerful for small businesses. So I wanted to give you some really quick tips, practical tips that you could come back to at any time. We're calling this Peer Practical. We'll be busting in with every once in a while one of these that you can save, that you can come back to when you're doing something specific for your marketing. And join me for the Next Level Contractor podcast next week. And we will be talking about video and events and mixing video and events. And we have an expert on for that episode. Thank you so much for listening. Reference this podcast next time you're setting up to write a blog for your company. And we'll be doing more of these as time goes on. Thank you so much. Have a great week.